Blog Talk Radio.
Minds, written, sign, Bible, guides, taking command, time, master notes.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. If you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing
stand in your way.
I want to live from this.
To every word I say, every word I say,
ain't no stopping us now.
And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our show together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing
stand in your way.
I want y'all to listen, listen.
Every word I say, every word I say. No, no. we're moving, we're grooving. Oh, oh, oh. Moving, yeah, yeah, I know. Moving, 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 moving.
Ain't no stopping us now.
We're on the move.
I know we got the groove. Ain't no stopping us now.
Good night. I said, I'm going to try to just make a seed. when the seed got to me, her son was back at home, and whatever he had did to his son, he had broke up. She called and told me that. I said, let me tell you this thing. I was talking to another lady down in New Orleans, and she said, Bishop, I got a problem, two sons, and I feel that they is getting into something. I told her two things. Everything is design order. Seed. If you see, if you got a harvest, first you got the seed to get the harvest. What I'm talking about, you got to know what you want God to do for you. So God, here's my seed for my need. And the harvest will keep on coming. That's one thing I want to say. And even for your divine healing, lady, the doctor told the lady, your leg broke in four places. It'll be about 3 years before you'll be able to walk. She called me, the bishop, I said, I want you to go to a certain place. Knock on it 3 times, but make sure your feet is on its way. You know, in a month time, she was healed. And while I told her to go, the man came to her and stood by her bedside and touched her leg and was healed. But she had to go through the process. Some of y'all don't want to go through the process. You want to hit and run, stick and jab. The wage of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. A handful of faith ain't nothing if you got a book of the truth. And what I'm saying about that, you done been there, did that, and God can bless you. They say you wasn't going to make it, you made it. They say you wasn't going to be here, you got here. Whatever the process was, you obeyed the prophet and did the process. And some of you don't want to go through the process. And the young folks now don't want to go through the process. Even the pastors of these churches don't want to take time to go through the process. They wait on the divine word of God. And Prophet Johnson used to say all the time, everything is in divine order. Now, reading, he could tell people that. I know I was with him, and we had about 10 people come to see him. It was lined up in the church. He said, Bishop, we're going to dinner. I said, Bishop, you got all them people out there. Everyone come in. You know, we tell them, put your offering here. Put your seed here. Everything in divine order. He did 75 people like that. So when we got to dinner with Bishop, God has already given what I told him to do for them folks. They all right. I said, what? Hear what I told them. Then now stay in there 10 minutes. They walk in the door, look at them. Everything in divine order, daughter. Son, everything in divine order. Going about your business. I want to tell you tonight, everything in divine order, when you obey the word of God, and when you get in the way, God will do it. Thank you for your seed, Pearl William, God bless you. And I want to tell you, right there in Mississippi, Net, you got that need? Do it quick, fast. Before Monday, Tuesday, you have what you asked for. Thank you. See, just what you got to understand. The widow woman came, probably knocked on the door. Probably said, I'm hungry. I got two occasions. I'm going to eat it, and me and my son going to die. Probably said, wait a minute, give it to me. When she gave the two okays to the prophet, angels were there to fill her covenant. The angels were there to fill her pot of oil. And then the neighbors started to call in, and she began to feed the neighbors. What I'm saying to you, if you got a need, plant a seed and the harvest going to come because you understand. You sow a seed and you reap the harvest. Okay? Once you understand, I don't care what it is, you have not, because you ask not. A divine word is from God. A divine healing is from God. The lady, the young lady was getting their breast abduction. Some was putting chemicals in their breast. They had to go get it cut out because it was giving them cancer. And I want to tell you that as you a woman, God made you to be fruitful and multiply. He ain't told you to go get no booty lift, get no breast lift, get a tummy tuck, trying to lose some weight. My grandmother used to say, you fat and you fine, you skinny and you fine, you tall and you fine, you short and you fine, because Mother Nature made you what they want you to be. And if Mother Nature made you that way, you should embrace that and know that's your calling and what God got for you. Prophet talked to some folks today, and the prophet came on me, and I said, oh, everything's divine order. And I told that lady, she comes, that she got that spirit. I said, everything's divine order. They stopped and looked. What you mean? Just take that word and go with it. Sometimes you have to get away from folks. They got evil thoughts. You got to get away from people that ain't got no truth. Okay? You can have all the faith in the world. You know, a prophet told me, I'm going outside and stop the storm. I said, brother, you get out there, you might get struck by lightning because everything in divine order. God know what he's doing. The storms, the floods, the tornadoes, that's God. And the lady said, call me. And I said, she said, I want to get me electric cars. Go and get electrocuted. Because ain't nobody told you. They sell the car. They ain't told you how dangerous the cars is when a storm comes because they don't know. If two or three hundred people die, they're going to get a family some money. But still, you in a car that's unsafe. The reason I say that, my grandmother used to tell us, when it storms, boy, get somewhere and sit down, it's storming and lightning. Okay? Just imagine you down the road with an electric car and it started storming and lightning. What you going to do? If lightning hit airplanes up in there, what you think you do with a car on the ground? This man was fishing, and the storm was about 10 miles away, and the lightning struck and killed him. Telling you tonight, everything is in divine order. And God will lift you up. See, some of you, you know, you ain't made up your mind. I was talking to some other people, and I said, oh, I see what's going on. What you see? I said, I see. When God give you a word and give you a prophecy, he lets you know that is coming forth. Exodus 14:14, he says, stand back, Mo. Let me handle this. You can't handle this. And sometimes you have to make up your mind you're going to serve man or woman. Some of you rooted and booted in witchcraft. And that's where you need to be healed. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. And even your children, some of them is messed up because they won't listen to the truth, okay? And when they don't listen to the truth, you have to back up and put Exodus 14:14 on them and let God deal with them. And God will knock them down and pick them up and knock them down again and have them at the door of death. But they got to repent. See, you have not, because you ask not. This is March, Archangel Michael month, and those that want something can get what you want. I want to tell you, we're on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 11 to 12. I got a divine word for you in the morning. But I want to tell you tonight, a divine healing come quick, fast, and in a hurry. And sometimes the word will deliver you out of what you're in. Sometimes you're waiting on somebody to tell you that he will work it out. And you got to let him work it out because he'll do it. You have not because you, that's what happened. You have not because you ask not. And you listen to everybody else. Well, what is your assignment this evening? What God want you to do? Do he want you to go get a woman? Do he want you to go get a man? Do he want you to pull off your girl clothes and try to act like a man? Do he want you to take off your man clothes and put a dress on and be a woman? Is that what he's telling you to do? That ain't God. That's Satan. See? And now it's improper to tell the truth. Okay. The lady was on TV and said, We march for the rights. We march in the Bible where it said the wages of sin is death. The gift of God. Because some of y'all have turned away from the truth. You turn away from the truth. You got a bucket of truth, but you won't deal with it. If I tell you that you're homosexual, I'm unpopular. If I tell you you're raping your children, that's unpopular. If I tell you you're beating your children, that's unpopular. I won't tell you that. I let you keep on doing it. But the Bible says the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. Get ready. When God get ready to bless you, can't nobody stop it. Y'all believe what I'm saying? And some of you got a handful of faith and can't do nothing with it because the truth outweigh the faith. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you that it's going to rain, but you got a bucket of rainwater in your bucket so you know it's raining. I ain't got to tell you it's raining. And what I'm telling you tonight, all is well. I want you tonight, those that got the time, some of you ain't got the time, some of you so caught up in your what you're doing. You know, some of you, and I've been telling people that. As a young man, you've been rooted and booted. You messed up. And I was talking to a lady in Mississippi. I said, you know your brother rooted and booted. She said, yes, Bishop, how I'm going to do it? I said, you can't do nothing. You got to let God do it. See, sometimes you're in relationships that you got to get out of to grow. And sometimes you got to repent to God for him to take care of your business. See, the doctor will give you high blood pressure pills, pills for stroke, or pills for heart attacks. You ain't checked with God. I said, God, if I got all this, because you are a divine God, and your word will heal my body. The day we're talking about divine healing, and divine healing comes directly from God. Let me say it again. Divine healing comes directly from God. You have not because you ask not. On this Saturday, March, it's zero here in Chicago. It's cold. Storms and floods. And God told me, so I'm going out here and stop it. Mr. White, so I'm going, Mr. White, I said, you can't stop the storm. I can speak to the storm, it'll stop. I said, brother, everything in divine order. The flood is in divine order. The hurricane is in divine order. The flood that you're gonna get in April is in divine order. The hurricane gonna hit Florida is already set up. It's in divine order. The earthquake they had over there in Turkey. It's in divine order. The flood and the snow in happened in California. It's divine order. What I'm telling you is God. You can't just gotta like, God, I want you to stop. You better get somewhere to sit down before you get slapped down. Because everything is in divine order. And you, and like they might have used to say, you better get in the way of God and let God tell you what is your assignment is. And your assignment ain't your children. Your assignment ain't your husband. It ain't your wife. It ain't your lover. See, Moses had to go to the mountain. He was 40 years in Egypt, 40 years in the desert. When he got 80, he went to Mount Sinai. God said, take your shoes off, because the ground you stand on is holy ground. Because I'm going to give you your assignment, man. He 80 years old. Go tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Now, I want to ask the question, what is your assignment? Don't be studying to get a new house, to get a new car, to get a new man, to have a bunch of children. What is your assignment from God? And you can't get your assignment when you're not obedient to the Creator. Glory, hallelujah. When you sit down and think about how far God has brought you, look around you, many people that are dead that you know of, family members, and some more going to die. But you got to say, God, where you want me? The ancestors trying to tell you what to do. You know, I ain't going to call no names of the ladies, but somebody slapped her and said, heard it that morning when she got up. And I told another young lady, I said, ain't nothing but her mama slapped the hell out of her. To get the hell out, slap the hell out of her, to get the hell out of her. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you go through them things because you won't stop. This is your thing. It ain't, I can have it. You can't have nothing without God. You can't have nothing, let me say it again, without God. God be the glory. I was talking about last night, the $1 trillion float. These big time bank presidents done stole all the money and Hollywood ain't got no money because they done got trillions of dollars and stole it and they going to jail. They stealing people. If you got money in the bank, you better go get it out. I know y'all ain't got no big money in the bank. You got big money, but you better go take it out and hold it till they get these banks together because something going on. The lady said she went and got her money. She said she didn't have for $300 now. The man act like he didn't want to give it to her. She said, bitch, I'm ready to fight. I want my money. She said, it's mine, and get it out. She said, think I should have got it out. I said, baby, your money's so little, they ain't going to mess with that. And they tell my people got thousands of dollars in there, millions of dollars in there. That's, then the people got big companies that lost their money, okay? Like right now, we're in the midst of spending $1 trillion to Ukraine to send over there to fight Russia. But right here in Mississippi, Louisiana, Georgia, we got people sleeping outside. Haven't seen a doctor, haven't seen a dentist. That ain't right. So long as you treat people wrong, you're going to have storms, floods, and tornadoes. You can get all the money you can get. The canker worms to come and get it. You hold it up in your hand. I told one lady, I said, you need to plant a seed. I ain't got it. Now she make $150,000 a year, but she ain't got it. I didn't say nothing to her. She called me today. Oh, my son in jail. I said, no, you ain't got nothing. I said, you going to get him out? I don't know, can I get him? I said, what did I tell you last week? But you say you ain't got it. You're going to pay that money to get his tail out of jail. Stop cheating yourself with God. I need to pay the bill. I got this here. You made all the bills, but did you put God in your budget? Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me. If you got to need, you plant a seed. Father God, we come at this hour for divine healing. I'm asking those that got a knowledge of you, God, to plant a seed for their healing, for their daughter, for their mama, for their self. I rebuke cancer, high blood, and some people got AIDS. I rebuke AIDS, cataracts, and tumors. In the power of God, I'm going to say one thing. Everything in divine order. And I'm telling you, whatever your need, God got what you need, God got what you want, you're going to get it quick, fast, and in a hurry. I want somebody to slow down because I see them driving too fast. Somebody look like it's an accident, but I rebuke that accident right now. Thank you, cancer. I rebuke that argument I see coming up, right? I'm going to leave that alone. Thank you, kind spirit. This is Divine Healing Night. I'm praying for cataract, tumors, breast cancer, stomach cancer, pancreas cancer. One lady had a knot on her liver. I'm praying for her. Another lady, she's in her breast. She got a big knot in her breast. She's a doctor going to come in and get a biopsy on it. I said, well, where you getting the biopsy? You let God do the healing. And one lady said she have headaches all the time, and she stays swole. But tonight, because you tune in tonight, I decree your healing. And I want you to put the beer bottle down, put the alcohol down, put the crack cocaine down, put the reefers down, and let God take your life to another level. I don't care what you think about me, but it does make a difference what I think about you. I'm not going to let your jealousy, your envy, your hate separate me from the love of God. And like Prophet John said, everything is in divine order, and all is well. And Bishop Todd just said, wonderful one. It's wonderful to know God. It's wonderful to breathe. It's wonderful to know that God got your back. I'm praying for you tonight. Tell you, Teresa, I'm praying for you tonight who called me. I'm praying for you, young lady in Sacramento, since she lost everything. But I'm telling you, all that you lost in the flood, God going to restore. When you live with God, some things happen all the way around you. And you say, Lord, where God is sending you a sign for you to go to the next level. You know. And I had prophesied, I said repeat. And I think I told somebody, repeat. It's coming 1, 2, 3. The people down in Texas had a tornado, I think, last night, night before last. And they had hail biggest quarters. You know, hail biggest quarters, break windows out, knock things out. But I'm telling you, when you pray, God will skip all around you. And God will give you this. And I'm praying for your healing and God to work out for you. Tonight, somebody just texted me, Bishop, what you want us to read? Exodus 14, 14, Psalms 91, Psalms 27. And I'm looking now with God telling me Psalms 99 and Psalms 114. I don't even know what it said. But read it. If you don't understand it, call me. Then God will let me know why I told you to read that. Ashe, I'm an ancestor, east, west, north, and south. This year is a magic year. This year is a breakthrough year. I was talking to a lady, and she said the South Dakota 38, and I didn't know this, and she said under the administration of Abraham Lincoln, they hung 38 Indians, Native American. They hung them up in the Decatur, and they run some of the Native American out of Minnesota. I didn't know that. But as they was dying, they put a curse down. The 38 put a curse down. And some of that curse is working today as they put the curse down. But it's working. So what I'm telling you tonight, as I get ready to move to the next level, and I said, not only Lincoln freed the slaves. Native Americans said they had to free them because they didn't have they couldn't feed them. They wouldn't give them no jobs. And some of them, then he brought up what happened in Natchez, Mississippi, where they let them go, but they tear them down in Natchez and kill a bunch of them, okay? Black folks, women and children. The 38 was on, go to your website and look up Coda 38. And it'll tell you the story. And the Indians is telling them they had a march last week up to the Cater going to the honor. Now, this is the killing part. Rena, they hung the 38, buried them, dug them up, and then researched on their bodies. It reminds me what happened to Tuskegee, getting those black men syphilis and see what happened to them. See, experiment on them. And give some of the Native American chicken pops and stuff in sheets. All this stuff. Hitler killed 6 million Jews, okay? But look at 100 million blacks that came in slavery. We didn't ask to come. Our ancestors to come over here. And they work day in and day out and then get paid. So divine hearing for you is through your ancestors. Reparation got to come to this country. It got to feed the hungry. It got to deal with the children of the children of the children here. I am a Native American. I don't know nothing about Africa. I know about Chicago, Detroit, California. I know about America. So you don't carry me back to Africa. I'm a traditional American. I'm a Native American, a black, a Native American black. Give us our reparation, what our parents and ancestors worked for and then get paid. They build New York. They build Chicago. They build Atlanta, Georgia. They build North Carolina, South Carolina. Black folks build that. So how come they don't get paid? Everybody else got paid. When the Europeans came over, they gave them land. They gave them, let them go to school and paid them not to farm and gave them money. The people, the refugees coming over here now, they're getting welfare. They're getting medical cards. They're getting somewhere to stay. We got brothers and sisters, brown and Native American, is sleeping in California under the bridge, New York under the bridge, Chicago under the bridge, Detroit under the bridge, right now as I speak. That's a bucket of truth. That ain't fake. Go out there and drive and you'll see. Down in Atlanta, they sleeping on the bridge with tents. And this is the richest country in the world. Oh, I'm talking to somebody. God want you to be a supply house of words, deeds, and money. And all the silver, all the gold belongs to God. See, they went over to Africa and worked them folks and took the gold and the diamonds and the silver. They took all that and brought it back over here. They brought it back from Africa to Europe. So it's a curse going down because you can't stop nothing when God gets ready to. You know how many people killed themselves coming over here, jumped over in the ocean? That means all them storms and floods come out of the ocean. And as I speak, they're going to start talking about hurricanes. And I don't know when it's hurricane season, but it's going to be before time. I say. Get ready for a blessing. And I got a word for you on Sunday morning with Bishop. I got a word, a personal word for you. So when you check in, you say, Bishop, what is my word? And I'm going to tell you what your word is. And how your word, and how God wants you to use your word, okay? And I don't tell you everything is divine order, and he's gonna work it out.
our nation. We have come because our eyes have seen through the superficial glory and glitter of our society and observed the coming of judgment. Like the prophet of old, we have read the handwriting on the wall. We have seen our nation weighed in the balance of history and found wanting. We have come because we see this as a dark hour in the affairs of men. For most of us, this is a new move. We are traditionally the idealists. We are the marchers from Mississippi and Selma and Washington who staked our lives on the American dream during the first half of this decade. Many assembled here campaigned assiduously for Lyndon Johnson in 1964 because we could not stand idly by and watch our nation contaminated by the 18th century policies of Goldwaterism. We were the hardcore activists who were willing to believe that Southerners could be reconstructed in the constitutional image. We were the dreamers of a dream. That dark yesterdays of man's inhumanity to man would soon be transformed into bright tomorrows of justice. Now it is hard to escape the disillusionment of betrayal. Our hopes have been blasted and our dreams have been shattered. The promise of a great society was shipwrecked off the coast of Asia on the dreadful peninsula of Vietnam. The poor black and white, are still perishing on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. What happens to a dream deferred? It leads to bewildering frustration and corroding bitterness. I came to see this in a personal experience here in Chicago last summer. And all the speaking that I have done in the United States before varied audiences, including some hostile whites, the only time that I have ever been booed was one night in our regular weekly mass meeting by some angry young men of our movement. I went home that night with an ugly feeling. Selfishly, I thought of my sufferings and sacrifices over the last 12 years. Why would they boo one so close to them? But as I lay awake thinking, I finally came to myself, and I could not for the life of me have less than patience and understanding for those young men. For 12 years, I and others like me have held out radiant promises of progress. I had preached to them about my dream. I had lectured to them about the not-too-distant day when they would have freedom all here now. I had urged them to have faith in America and in white society. Their hopes had soared. They were now booing me because they felt that we weren't able to deliver on our promises. They were booing because we had urged them to have faith in people who had too often proved to be unfaithful. They were now hostile because they were watching the dream that they had so readily accepted turn into a frustrating nightmare. This situation is all the more ominous in view of the rising expectations of men the world over. These rumblings that we hear today, the rumbling of discontent, the thunder of disinherited masses, rising from dungeons of oppression to the bright hills of freedom. All over the world, like a fever, freedom is spreading in the widest liberation movement in history, the great masses of people are determined to end the exploitation of our races and land. In one majestic chorus, they are singing in the words of our freedom song, "Ain't gonna let nobody turn us around." And so the collision course is set. The people cry for freedom, and the Congress attempts to legislate repression. Millions, yes, billions, are appropriated for mass murder. But the most meager pittance, the foreign aid for international development, is crushed in the surge of reaction. Unemployment rages at a major depression level in the black ghetto. But the bipartisan response is an anti-riot bill rather than a serious poverty program. The modest proposals for model cities, rent supplement, and rat control, pitiful as they were to begin with, get caught in the maze of congressional inaction. And I submit to you tonight that a Congress that proves to be more anti-Negro than anti-rat needs to be dismissed. It seems that our legislative assemblies have adopted Nero as their patron saint and are bent on fiddling while our cities burn. Even when the people persist and in the face of great obstacles develop indigenous leadership and self-help approaches to their problems, and finally tread the forest of bureaucracy to obtain existing government funds, the corrupt political order seeks to crush even this beginning of hope. The case of CDGM in Mississippi is the most publicized example, but it is a story repeated many times across our nation. Our own experience here in Chicago is especially painfully present. After an enthusiastic approval by HCW's Department of Adult Education, SCLC began an adult literacy project to aid 1,000 young men and women who have been pushed out of overcrowded ghetto schools in obtaining basically literacy skills prerequisite to receiving jobs. We had an agreement with A&P stores for 750 jobs through SCLC's job program, Operation Breadbasket, and had recruited over 500 pupils the first week. At that point, Congressman Kuczynski and the Daily Machine intervened and demanded that Washington cut off our funds or channel through the machine-controlled poverty program in Chicago. Now we have no problem with administrative supervision, but we do have a desire to be independent of machine control and the Democratic Party patronage network. For this desire for a politically independent approach to the needs of our brother, funds are being stopped as of September 15th, and a very meaningful program discontinued. Yes, the hour is dark. Evil comes forth in the guise of It is a time of double talk when men in high places have a high blood pressure of deceptive rhetoric and an anemia of concrete performance. We crowd against welfare handouts to the poor, but generously approve an oil depletion allowance to make the rich richer. 6 Mississippi plantations receive more than $1 million a year not to plant cotton, but no provision is made to feed the tenant farmer who is put out of work by the government subsidy. Crowning achievement in hypocrisy must go to the
open eyes that we may peace and let all